The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
And now it's time for the talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning. You're very welcome along to, I suppose, the radio Christmas Eve, if you want to describe it as such. We are back in studio after a wonderful day down at the Manteargle Hotel yesterday. We had Home for Christmas, we had choirs, but we're going to match all of that. We've got a car worth over €30,000 to give away. By the way, you don't have to answer your phone to win that car. We also have a grand up for grabs. We've got hampers, but besides all of that, we've got loads and loads of fun and entertainment. And in studio with us, we already have our first acts. It's My Generation, the Sheridan family. I'll say hello to them in a second. We've got prizes as well, but we want you involved in the show, right? So say you're watching at home or you've got the children at home. I know today's a school day, but maybe you kept them home. If you want to join us via Zoom, maybe you want to come on and say hello, or one of the kids wants to sing us a song or tell us a poem or whatever, why don't you come on the show? Join us on Zoom. Give us a call on 07491 25000, and maybe we might have a prize for the best contribution, a lovely hamper. Wouldn't that be nice? I'll tell you what we'll do. If you want to do that, to come on, and it can be mum, dads, granny, granddads, or the kids, it's up to you. If you want to join us on Zoom for a quick chat, maybe sing a song, tell a poem, whatever, we will have a hamper for the person that does so, okay? Or the people that do will pick one, right? What about that? Get involved, actually, properly, fully, and truly involved in the show. Right, okay, My Generation is the Sheridan family. Daniel on bass guitar, even on lead guitar and keyboard, and Finley on drums. Daniel, I'll say hello to you. Happy Christmas. Thank you so much for calling into us.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks.
This is
us.
Early for this type of a setup here, because yeah, were you gigging last night?
We were, yeah.
Right, okay.
A bit worse for wear.
The throat, because there's a lot goes into performing a gig.
It does, yeah. Especially Evan, he does the majority of it, you know.
So yeah, how are you feeling, Evan? Are you all right?
Not fantastic.
The only positive is you're sounding a little bit more like Shane McGowan.
It's not going to help me for the Wham song.
I don't know why he's picked the Wham song.
There were no higher notes on that one today, I think.
All right, good stuff. Where were you last night?
McGinley's last night.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And is it the three ye, or is the Warriors, or is it in a different setup, or what way do you do it?
It's myself and Evan, just, and a drummer, you know. Just,
fantastic. Yeah. Excellent.
Not Finley, he's obviously too young for the
project. I know, which is a bit
He's well able, but he's
I'm sure
young.
He is. Finley, how are you getting on? Good stuff. All right. You're playing the drums for us, and you helped Lee out with the drum rolls a little earlier on, which we really appreciate. Right. OK, as always, by the way, just before we get into this a little bit deeper, we've had huge viewership on our programme as well over this Christmas period. Of course, it's a radio station and our family is in radio. But if you want to, or you can watch the show, feel free to do so on your smart TV or your Fire Stick. You'll have the YouTube app. Just put in Highland Radio Ireland. You can watch us on your big screen there, or across your mobile devices, and on Facebook as well, Highland Hub or Highland Radio News and Sports. So you can watch us wherever you are right across the world. Okay, so we're going to get into it with the Finley family, a.k.a. My Generation. And we're going to start with, for many people, is the quintessential Christmas song. And that is Fairy Tale of New York. So, Evan, Daniel, Finley, whenever he's ready, take it away.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
dance was singing. We kissed on the corner and danced through the night. Boys in the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. An old slut of junk lying there almost dead in the dripping back bed.
It's sky maggot, 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 happy Christmas cross. I'll break on it all us.
Boys in the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Been someone.
You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
Me and my NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Well done, guys. That was brilliant. I don't think there's another band in Ireland would take that one on at 10 past 9 a morning after a gig. That was unbelievable.
Definitely. Tough in the morning.
Evan, what a that's a tight vocal, isn't it?
Oh, tight.
At the best of times.
Kirsty MacColl.
That's right. I didn't drink that out. I thought that was going to be the old man was going to do Kirsty. Hey, come here, brilliant. It sounded absolutely fantastic. And a treat for the drum fans, too, towards the end as well. It takes over a little bit. All right, we're going to have more from My Generation, a.k.a. the Sheridan family. And I'm going to be joining the band, believe it or not. Yes, indeed, I'm going to be joining the band for one song only. But we are going to take a very quick break. And don't forget to stay with us and rejoin us after these messages. It's a special edition of the 9 till noon show. We've got so much forward for you to look for. We've got so much for you to look forward to. Coming up a little later on, John Doherty's going to be in studio. We have the University Hospital Letterkenny Choir. How exciting is that? Matthew Crampsey's going to be in. We're going to be crossing over to Brentwood Manor Nursing Home and Convoy. We've got another choir in. We're going to hear from Bishop Andrew Foster and Bishop Alan McGuckian. Katie and Michael are going to be in the studio. Lee's probably going to pop his head back in. And then we're going to give away a 30,000 plus euro car. And then maybe we might just get the car and done a brass band in for a bit of crack. And is that it? No, page two. We're going to find out what the weather's going to be like for Christmas. All right, OK. Now, as I say, the phone lines are faulty on us, OK? It's not our fault, outside of our control. But if you want to join the show via Zoom, maybe you've got a young person in your house or you just want to do it yourself, show off your Christmas hat, sing us a song, tell us a poem, tell us what Santa might be bringing you. Whatever it is, we'll have a lovely hamper for one of you who comes on via Zoom. It's a long shot. Also, if you watch, you can see Shannon in the background. Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
OK, yeah. It's not very professional, but it is Christmas. Right, OK. Who's the talk? Who does most of the talking? Evan or Daniel or who? Evan, what about you? Is it you? Are you the talker?
I suppose not this morning. I feel a bit worse for wear.
Yeah, well, anyway, as I say, as it didn't come across in that last song, it sounded great. So we're going to do one more. What do you think, Daniel? What should we do?
We're going to do Wham, Last Christmas.
Okay.
I'll cover that.
Right, okay. But there's only three of you. I heard it needs four people for that song.
You're the fourth.
Oh, really?
Okay. You're going to play the Christmas bells and that.
So how am I going to know when to do it?
So you're going to be doing like a 16th, that type of...
rhythm. Are you having a laugh?
That type of rhythm.
Yeah. Right, but when will I do it?
I'll give you the nod when it comes down. No, you actually give the nod, Evan.
Oh, I have my work.
I'll give you the nod.
I don't think it's Evan. What about you, Finley? Can you? No.
I'll keep you right.
You can't keep awake, son.
He's the only boy I had to sleep last night. We didn't.
Do you know what? Sometimes sleep actually is the worst thing you can do.
I know.
Right, okay, so are you geeking over Christmas, by the way?
We are. We're in the Bridge Bar in Dunloe tonight.
Right.
We're in the Harbour Bar in Downing's tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. So. Might nip in and see us.
Aye, please. That's right. Okay. You were there, I think, a few months ago.
Was
remember seeing you.
And I was very well behaved, obviously.
You were.
And so you're all over the place then, so?
Yeah.
Any other Gaeltacht areas? Or is it mostly a Gaeltacht tour? Gaeltacht Christmas tour?
No, I think we're in we're in Voodoo on the 30th, which is always a great gig. Where else are we? I should have written this down.
It's fine. It's grand. Listen, he's on socials, so people, all they have to do is check it out. Right, okay. This is My Generation, a.k.a. the Sheridan family. We've got Daniel on bass guitar, who you've just been hearing there. Finley is on drums. He's not mic'd up because his drums are loud and we have to move him back a little bit. And also Evan, who's been a real trooper, actually, after singing all last night. He's back in first thing in the morning and decides to do Kirsty MacColl vocals for... Fairy Tale of New York. All right, okay.
Holiday.
Brilliant. Last Christmas from Wham.
give it to someone special. That is Christmas, I give you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
That was as close as I could get to 16ths. Having a clue whether it was 8th, 16ths, or 32ths, if such a thing. Evan, I think you're very hard on yourself, you know, because that sounded absolutely fantastic. It really did. And I'm not just saying that, like, it really did.
I don't know. I don't look forward to hearing it back.
You'll be happy with it, trust me. It's actually a really good song. Did you ever hear of that Whamageddon nonsense?
No.
Yeah, it's a Whamageddon thing, and apparently. You don't want to hear the original of Last Christmas by Wham, and as soon as you do, you're out.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah.
It's complete nonsense. The DJ got told off because he played it at a football match and 7,000 people were taken out of Whamageddon. But anyway.
That's what I did.
Yeah. All right, it's nonsense. Yeah. Okay, then. Listen, thank you very much indeed. My generation, the Sheridan family. Finley, brilliant on drums as always. And Daniel and also Finley, what do you want? Do you want to say something? Are you okay?
Sorry, you wanted to mention this.
Yes, come on.
School friends and teachers.
Could I say a shout out to my school, please?
Of course, go ahead, yeah.
Could I shout out all my teachers and all my friends from St. Gavin's National School?
Brilliant. You're a national school, you're a big lad. Yeah, well done, okay.
What about your teachers?
Shout out to Miss Hannigan, Miss Harrison, Miss Kingston, Lorraine and Lisa.
Well done to you. Okay, brilliant stuff. Are you going back into school this morning? Maybe we'll see. We'll see. Okay, yeah. I know it's kind of one of those days where you get a bit of latitude, isn't it? Listen, Daniel, thank you very much. Finley, thank you so much. And Evan as well. Brilliant stuff. Genuinely brilliant. Thank you so very much indeed. And we've got so much more to come on the 9 till noon show. Loads more music. We've got choirs. We've got chat. We've got conversation. And we're going to take a quick break. All right, we are back on the 9 till noon show. Thanks to my generation again. We also have John Doherty with us now. John, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me here.
No, it's great to have you with us. Formerly of Little Hours, you're out on your own at the moment now, yeah?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a solo artist now.
All right, full-time solo artist, okay.
Yeah.
So you've retired Little Hours. Did you just think right now is the time to...
Yeah, no, that was it. It just felt like the right time to use my own name, you know, kind of it felt a bit strange calling myself Little Hours because it was just me in the end, you know. So,
yeah.
No, it's it's been great so far. Like, I feel more myself and more of a songwriter.
Were you hiding behind Little Hours at some point, or did you just think that was the artistic way to go?
It started as a band, and then the rest of the lads went and got real jobs. So it ended up just
being. And you refused to give up the dream.
I'm still refusing, Greg. Still refusing, yeah.
Hey, and why not? Now, the new song Fighters we're going to hear. Our own Donegal's own Jason Quigley's in the video.
He is, yeah.
Right, okay, so you decided to go big or go home?
Yeah. No, I've known Jason for years, and he's just an absolute gentleman. Like, and even when I was writing the song, I kind of had in my head I would love Jason to be in the video because the song's called Fighters, and yeah, he just sprung to mind, and I actually mentioned it to him a long time ago about doing it. So,
if you want anyone to commit to something, always mention it way in advance.
Yeah. It was actually last Christmas. We were shopping and we bumped into him, and I was like,
"Yeah, of course, no problem. When might this be in a year?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah."
And then the day before, do you remember last Christmas? You're in this video now.
That's basically it because we were hoping to get it out earlier, and then Jason was fighting. He just had a wee small fight in Madison Square Garden.
Tiny wee one, yeah. He only headlined an international show on an international platform.
But I'm delighted to have got him, like, in it.
Fantastic, brilliant stuff. And it's about resilience, the resilience of people. Like any good song, I think people can sort of apply that resilience to their own personal situations. So it could be resilience after a loss, a breakup, or whatever it might be. You wrote it post-pandemic.
Sort of mid-pandemic. It was really it was although there was so much tragedy happening at that time, I moved back to Donegal, and the kind of community and the a lot of the support and groups people were setting up was just, I thought, was amazing. To help those that were struggling. And obviously, like, the way the nurses and teachers and everything came through it and helped. It's just, yeah, the resilience of people I just thought was amazing, and that's kind of where the song came from.
Right, shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, this is John Doherty, formerly of Little Hours. That project now has been parked. He's John Doherty out on his own, and this is his track, Fighters. And don't forget to check out the video with our own Jason Quigley starring in it. Okay, John, whenever you are ready.
I know someday the storm will start to break, and we'll see each other without the clouds and all the rain. Seasons, they will come and they will go, and the sun will set but rise again. I know we've seen changes, I know that you feel it. We've been knocked down, but we get back up, 'cause we are fighters and we don't stop. While we've still got fire left in us, left in us. Feel it in our blood and in our soul. Oh, we fight for what is good, not what we're told. And we'll be stitching up our hearts through the night. So we're ready at the first sign of the light. We've seen changes, I know that you feel it. Back up, 'cause we are fighters and we don't stop. Why we still got fire left in us, left in us. I hear a lot of people talking, but I don't really hear them saying anything that helps our future or our past. If we start again from nothing, if we start again, why don't we start with something that's made to last? We've seen changes, I know that you feel it. We've been knocked down, but we get back up. 'Cause we are fighters, and we don't stop. While we've still got fire left in us, left in us. Oh, we've still got fire left in us, left in us. Yeah, we've still got fire left in us, left in us.
All right, great stuff. Fighters. We watched a bit of video during that as well. Jason Quigley and the Donegal coastline looking equally rugged.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear that.
Not
so bad yourself too, of course. All right, brilliant stuff. Obviously, quite a lot of production went into that too, which goes to show the faith you have in the track as well, which is great. Right, so what's 2024 hold in store for you, do you hope?
2024 so far... I've just announced a show in the Balor Theatre in Balbuffet. So it's the 13th of April, I think. And tickets are just gone on sale for that. So if anybody else hasn't started their Christmas shopping yet, you can go there.
And Kamir, in terms of performing, you know, when you look back to your writing songs as a teenager, and you know, we're all very different people and we mature and all that type of stuff. Do you still sort of not stand over those songs? It sounds terrible, but do you still love those songs? Do you still say, right, that is me, that's who I am, and you know?
I weirdly do, yeah. I would still play a lot of the Little Hour songs live, because I think for me they're just like, they're kind of like points in time.
Time capsules, you know, almost. Yeah, and
when I play the songs or listen to them, like, it's kind of, I can almost see what I was thinking or what I was writing about.
Yeah.
Now, there are some songs, obviously, that I wish never happened, but...
we all have shows like that.
But look, I like, to be fair, I'm still not sick of any of them, and yeah.
All right, okay. So the EP, Resilience, is out there now, November 17th. It was released, so it's out over a month now. Look out for John Doherty performing in 2024 as well. So what are we going to hear now, John?
We're going to hear, hopefully, a cover of Let It Snow. Only a real,
you're a good sport, all right.
A real nice John Doherty version of it.
Oh, John Doherty, Let It Snow. Okay, brilliant stuff.
You drink a wee bit of this tea first.
Yeah, no
here.
Problem. If that's all it will take, drink away. All right. This is John Doherty and his cover of Let It Snow.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since you and I have got no place to go, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping. Why don't we sit here talking and turn the lights way down low? Let it snow. 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 And the fire is slowly dying, and babe, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Finally kiss goodnight. I'll hate to go out in the storm. If you really hold me tight all the way on, I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and babe, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Well done, John. That is what you call a cover, because you probably get away with not playing them any royalties. It's that different. It's brilliant. Also, as someone who's not very talented myself, it's so good. I kind of feel you were showing off a little bit, your vocal talents, your guitar playing.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Some might call it showcasing.
It is too early to be trying to show off. I got through that, I think.
Well, listen, come here. You did brilliant. And I did say earlier on to my generation, you know, as performers, people that sort of work at night, and that's when you're all built up to come in at this time in the morning and perform live like you're doing. And to
I just stayed up
so
all night. I just kept going. So I'm going to bed.
That's
now.
What I did in Dubai. I didn't switch to Dubai time. I just stayed up.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
so you're
yeah.
kind of I'm your Dubai. Is that it? Right. Okay.
Pretty much.
Thank you so much, John. Really appreciate it.
No worries.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And best of luck for 2024 and everything that's coming your way. Okay, back with more after the break. All right, you're very welcome back to a very busy studio. We've 2024, two dozen people in here, effectively, I think. And they are collectively the Letterkenny University Hospital Choir. Winnie Fell, the choir coordinator, where are you, Winnie?
I'm here.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, coordinating all of these people, no easy task. I must say, you're all looking fantastic. Talk to us about how you get together, when you get together, and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, we formed, I suppose, in September of 2016. And since then, obviously, during COVID, we couldn't meet. So we just developed, I suppose, from there. 2017, 2018, we just mainly sang at the hospital concert or the hospital variety show. And we were actually preparing in 2019... We involved Veronica McCarron, who's become our director. And we did kind of Christmas songs in the hospital that year. And then in 2020, we were preparing with Veronica. She was doing workshops and we were preparing for the hospital show, which was supposed to have taken place in April of 2020. Obviously, when COVID happened, that all went by the by. Mm. But we recommenced meeting and with Veronica this year. So we started practicing for the hospital show, which happened in May. And we did quite a lot of, well, we did four songs at that time. And since then, we've now been practicing for the concert. We were doing a concert in, well, a carol service, I should say, in St. Union's Cathedral on the 1st of December. Mm-hmm. So that's basically where we're at.
Fantastic. And our keyboard player is?
Jonathan Durning.
Jonathan, are you ready?
And Jonathan,
I don't
want
to put you under pressure, Jonathan, because I have a feeling Winnie can keep talking. So, and I'm just guessing here. But I think
Jonathan
is
helping us out today because he's... So we dragged him in, really, because Veronica normally plays, but she's not unable to come today, okay. So that's the reason why.
He stepped in, okay.
He lovely. Stepped in.
And our I was going to say a little drummer boy, but I don't want to get a slap. We have a acoustics as well. Oh, is that what you might call those? Right, okay, so we're going to do three. So I'll Winnie, invite you to tell us the order in which. So in other words, what should we go with first?
We're going with Silent Night.
Lovely.
And our soloist for the first verse in Irish is Katrina McIntyre.
Okay, are you Katrina? If you might just move that way, just I want to make sure we get you in all your glory. Okay, so whenever you are ready, just take it away, guys.
Glory streams from
gonna have to clap yourselves because there's no one else to do. I mean, I can't just clap on my own. That sounded absolutely amazing when he's all kicked in. It was absolutely phenomenal. Should we just go straight into the next one? What do you think, Winnie? Yeah, what do you want to do next? Yeah,
we'll do Still, Still, Still.
Okay. And soloists or other four? Winnie.
I'm doing okay, the, and it's, I'm singing this in German. The first verse is in German.
No problem. Okay, whenever you're ready, Winnie and crew.
Still, 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 weil's Kindlein schlafen will. Maria tut es niedersingen, ihre keusche Brust da bringen. Still, 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 weil's Kindlein schlafen
Brilliant. All round, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Okay, and I suppose it's time for this fella to... it's time for him to make himself known now. This is our drummer boy. Winnie, there's so many different... I'm not even going to begin to try and get into it because it's so complex, but there's so many different things happening at the same time to create that sound, isn't there?
Well, that's all thanks to Veronica McCarran, I have to say. She has really, really brought this choir on to their full potential.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't read music and I don't play any instruments. And even though I coordinate the choir and started the choir, it really would, I would have found it very, very difficult, certainly to bring them to this, to this level. Mm-hmm. And without her, and I think if people watch the video of the recording that was done on the 1st of December in St. Eunan's Cathedral, which they can find on Facebook on St. Eunan's
brilliant,
Facebook page, and it's also on the health promotion website from the hospital. And it's also on X or Twitter X, whatever, health promotion. So without her, I don't think this choir would have ever got to this stage.
Yeah, well, it's
so, you know, we all, and I think everybody would agree, it was intense because unfortunately, I was away. I've retired nearly three years, so I'm away a lot. And so we didn't really start practicing for that carol service until the, you know, on the 1st of December. We didn't really start practicing until the end of October.
Right.
And, you know, we had workshops
that's a small
with.
Window, isn't
so
it?
It only literally gave us 5 weeks. Yeah. And we did some very, very, two particular, very, very tough.
Yes.
Songs like Carol of the Bells and Gaudete, which were extremely difficult. So that and compiled with the 10 others that we did, I think we, you know, we did a very good job, I hope, anyway.
And we have someone else wishes to speak here.
Yes. Can I just say that Winnie is being too modest without Winnie?
I kind of got that.
None of us would be here.
Yeah. No. Round of applause for it's like the mafia when you try and get away, but they keep pulling you back. Is that exactly what it's like?
That's
okay, right. Well,
just say that was Emer McLaughlin who did that last piece, that last line of Still.
And the lady that did the middle piece as well, that was absolutely.
That was Mary Barry, exactly.
Okay, Mary.
Okay, and she normally does, and we were going to do it, she normally sings Ave Maria, which is a beautiful piece.
Yes.
But you'll actually hear her if you listen to the video.
You're
you'll hear her doing it.
Video.
She has a fantastic voice and a really, really high soprano.
On this video or something.
You can buy the video.
We're really selling it.
Okay.
The third one that we're doing, we have to thank Tony Duffy, who's been so kind, and he came to our practice yesterday evening and spent a whole hour with us. God help him. But again, and he accompanied us in St. Eunan's as well.
And by the way, there is a video of the performance in St. Eunan's.
Just in case you missed that.
It's available on most platforms. Okay, that's brilliant.
It's on YouTube as well.
Right, okay.
And now the two soloists for this are Ellen Strain, and Lucy McGettigan.
Okay, so Ellen, I might ask you to favour this microphone, if that's okay. You don't have to get too close. And it just means I can try as best as I can to balance this. Okay. Right, so whenever you're all ready.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so very much for calling in. I really do appreciate it. All
thank
of you.
You very much for having us.
Well, just to say that there is a video.
Why are you telling me this at the end of the interview? Where is this video and what's it on?
YouTube, Facebook,
X, Twitter, everything. Hey, come here. You'll have it on TikTok before you get out of the door. Okay, listen, all of you, thank you so very much. Okay, now coming up very, 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 very shortly indeed, we're going to be giving away €1,000 to someone, dependent on them answering their phone. A little later on, we have a €30,000 card to give away if you enter the draw. Now, you don't have to answer your phone for that, by the way. This is just a, let's call it a unique system for the €10,000 cash giveaway. So you don't have to answer your phone to win the car. But you do to win the £1,000, okay? Hi, Greg, good morning. Can you say hello to Daniel and my generation from your Glen Swilly auntie? Love you. Love your show every morning. Happy Christmas. Thank you very much, auntie. And I'm sure they hopefully are still listening. I didn't get that just whilst they were in studio with us. Hi, could you please play before 10 a.m? And I'm sorry I'm a little late. Happy birthday to my beautiful fiance, Paul Kelly. I love you loads. And we're engaged 5 years today as well. Love, Elaine. Wow, okay, Elaine, I'm not going to comment. Everyone's situations are different, of course. But Paul, you know yourself, pull the finger out, son. A very happy Christmas to all the students and staff at Mulroy College, Milford. And a very special fond farewell to our amazing outgoing Deputy Principal, Sean McFadden. We'll miss you so much. And I think the big bye-bye for Sean was yesterday. Emotional scenes. He seems an incredibly popular person. And we wish him well in his future endeavours. And also, again, Mulroy College were in with us yesterday singing, and they were absolutely amazing. Right, so apologies if you're watching the show. You might have noticed that we're in and out a little bit, but we're flying on air. We are going to give away €1,000 now, and we're going to do it a little bit differently. Lee, we're going to do it a bit differently, Lee.
I'm just going to throw these headphones on. Hey, there you go. Is this my good side?
Yeah, there you go. You don't have a good side?
Oh, hold on a minute. Look at that.
Okay, I don't need to see that at this time in the morning. Right, Lee, what's happening?
Oh, well, I think you have €1,000 to give away, do you?
See, okay.
These telephones, that lines are down, so I have a mobile phone and stuff, and I'm going to ring it.
So, before you do that, right?
Yeah.
The number that's going to ring someone now is going to be a mobile number, okay? So we hope that they will answer. We have to continue with the giveaways. We can't help that the phone lines are down.
Yeah.
So is it on speaker?
Well, it's going to be. I'm going to ring it now, type in the number, I'm going to ring it, and I have to stick to the guidelines and the rules of the competition.
Five
rings. Yep, and if it's not picked, I'm going to hit doot.
All right, everyone calm
down. What? What's the story now?
Every time we do this, it's just my window fills
well,
up
I'm
with
tapping this
I can't
in.
Work I like this, people.
I have to get to work here. Mind you, I hope I ring the right number. Do you hear it ringing there on the phone? Like, well, let's see now, let me see. Oh, there's somebody. Joe Dex is texting me. Get away, behave yourself.
Are we on speaker?
Oh, well, just let me ring it. Will you behave yourself like a big naughty elf there? Behave yourself. Right, let me see. I have to make sure I'm right. Let's see now.
What
here
does
we go.
This feel
here we go.
Like?
Here.
Okay.
Five rings. One, two, pick up the phone. Three,
come on.
Four, there's a grand here.
Four, five.
One more after this.
Go one more.
No. Bad elf. Five rings. We just have to do it again, don't we?
Not now.
No, but later.
Can we roll over now?
Later
we
on.
We do it now, later on. Okay, so later on in this programme? No, later.
Ring you. Can't ring you. I'll ring your neck.
You're so violently.
No, I'm not. That elf ruined my program this morning, that secret sound. I wanted to give away the money. Yeah. Telephone lines are down, everything. Blaming the elf. That's
but it. Look at it rolls over. And just to remind you, by the way, this was an added bonus on top of the car draw. You bought your tickets for the car. The car's going to be given away later on in the programme today. You do not have to answer your phone to win the car, okay? That's as is normal, by the way. So regardless of where you are, whether you have a phone, you don't need your phone to answer the phone to win the car. This was just a special feature as it relates to the bonus on top of car giveaway. So everyone's tickets in the draw drum for the car and will win the car regardless of whether or not you answer your phone. Right, Lee, now what are you going to sing for us next day?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah. Okay.
Jingle Bells. And lower key?
Yeah, all right. Okay, we're going to do another one. We're going to try that again at 11. All right, Jingle Bells. Do you know all the words?
No. Well, right. So just as far as the short version. Right. Give us a key.
Give us a key. Jingle
Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Lower key, can you? What was it?
Jingle bell. Ah, there, jingle. All right, Greg, so you sing into because yep. That's 777 can't sing out.
Seven, seven, seven.
You as well. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Come on, a bit faster.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one horse open sleigh.
You would swear we were just filling for the crack.
I know, you think it was Christmas or something.
All right, and we got some brilliant accompaniment who's from a person who actually can sing. And we're going to get to that after these. Stay right where you are.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.